Greetings and welcome. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, quite the treat. We've got Evelyn Glennie and some music from the castratos, whatever you want to call them. And yes, of course, some oboe music. To begin, some music by Ferd Grofe. Now, he is an American composer who is best known for his Grand Canyon Suite, which was first performed back in November of 1931. This went on to become one of the most frequently performed American concert scores. Today, we have a performance in honor of Lauren Mazel, who, if you may know, has passed this July. He was an American conductor, violinist, and composer, and he made his debut at the conducting podium at the age of, get this, 8 years old. He later directed the Cleveland Orchestra, the Orchestre National de France, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra, and the New York Philharmonic, and lots others as well. He was very well regarded for his baton technique and had a photographic memory for most of his scores. This performance is in honor of the time that he spent with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. We're going to hear the middle movement, On the Trail, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Wow, that was the incredible Lauren Mazel directing with his incomparable baton technique, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and music from Ferde Grofe's Grand Canyon Suite. We heard On the Trail, and you can actually quite imagine yourself being on that. Now, this next artist came onto the scene with a big bang back in the 90s. He was born only in 1974, but he was only five when he received his first violin lessons and was pronounced at that time, a child like him is only born once every 100 years. I am speaking of the great violinist, Maxim Vengerov. Now, he was born to a Jewish family with a strong musical tradition. His mother did sing and also conducted, get this, a 500-voice orchestra. His father also played, and I love this part, first oboe in the local Philharmonic. I wonder where he got his talent. He has recorded hundreds of recordings and won numerous accolades. Now, in the past years, he's only performed infrequently and public on the violin, but he has dedicated himself to doing lots of conducting. And happy to say that he is back performing, and we're going to hear the genius at work with some music by Paganini. This is from his Violin Concerto No. 1 in D major. Here's the first movement.
Thank you.
the brilliance of Maxim Vengerov. That was the first movement, the Allegro, from Paganini's Concerto No. 1 in D major. And he was joined by the members of the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra, with Zubin Mehta conducting. We're going to move on to some percussion music. This next artist is coined as being the best female drummer, best barefoot drummer, and has also accomplished and created an incredible solo career. She is one of the great percussionists to emerge of the 20th century. She performs hundreds of concerts a year and definitely demonstrates the power of music that throws an assay through all the parts of the body, not only the ears. And I will say this because she's been profoundly deaf since the age of 12 and performs in bare feet just in order to feel the music better. She's got 15 honorary doctorate degrees. Wow, I could use some of those. And is also the Dame. So where I'm speaking of Dame Evelyn Glennie, the champion of percussion. We're going to hear some selections this morning from James McMillan, Veni Veni Emmanuel.
Thank you.
the fabulous Evelyn Glennie on percussion, the barefoot performer with selections from James McMillan's Veni, Veni, Emmanuel. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And as promised, we're going to hear the high notes in the tradition of the castrato. Now, this is a man with a singing voice equivalent to that of a soprano or mezzo-soprano or contralto. And lots of composers in the past and some in the present wrote for them, including Handel, Purcell, Bach, and Rossini. We're going to hear some lovely music by Bach from his Mass in C minor. This is a great performance by Charles Brett and Agnes Day.
Thank you.
the beautiful voice of Charles Brett, a castrato, and that was the Agnus Dei from Bach's Mass in C minor. And it is the time of the day that I get a little excited. It is, yes, for regular listeners, you know, it is oboe music time. Today, some music from François de Vienne. Now, he was born back in 1759, and he was multi-talented. He played the flute, the oboe, and the bassoon at a very early age. At the age of 20, he was actually playing in the Paris Opera and went on to play in the military band. Now, his six sonatas for oboe and basso continuo are actually transcriptions, and get this, yes, it always happens to oboe players. They were written for flute, but you know what? We stole them. So this morning we're going to hear his sonata number 5 in D minor. This is a wonderful performance by Peter Brie and Roderick Shaw.
Thank you.
What a brilliant performance. That was Peter Bree, joined by Roderick Shaw on piano, and De Vienne's Sonata for Oboe and Piano in D minor. And I know it's not a Saturday morning, but who cannot remember the tradition of getting up and watching Saturday morning cartoons? Now, of course, you can watch them now anytime on your iPad, but we're going to go for a blast from the past. So let's take a listen.
Two minute, a 3 minute, a 4 minute, a
Well, in case you didn't get that, that was the tra-la-la song. It's pretty hard not to understand that one. Some Saturday morning cartoon music, just switching it up a little bit here on Classical Chaos. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for joining me, and I do hope that you'll join me next time.